Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Asht Lakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, showcasing cultural fabric of northeastern states. Center and Asian Development Bank signed $50 million loan agreement for climate-adaptative water harvesting project in Meghalaya. RBI to announce its bi-monthly monetary policy decisions today. Nation pays homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on Mahaparinirvan Divas today, marking his 69th death anniversary. In cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in semi-final of Men's Under-19 Asia Cup ODI at Sharjah this morning, and second test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and hosts Australia to begin at Adelaide Oval today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Asht Lakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The three-day festival aims to showcase the cultural, social and economic fabric of the eight northeastern states. The Mahotsav will serve as an exceptional platform to highlight the region's vibrant textile industry, artisanal crafts, tourism opportunities and unique products of all the eight northeastern states. During the festival, over 250 artisans will display unique handicrafts, handlooms and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items. Our correspondent reports that the event will also host a fashion show, a design conclave, buyer-seller meet, which will offer a platform for meaningful collaborations and long-term economic impact.
The festival draws inspiration from the eight northeastern states, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim and Tripura, collectively known as the Asht Lakshmi. It will showcase the cultural richness of the northeastern states. The event will feature a pavilion dedicated to Northeast India's celebrated Muga and Eri silk, live demonstration of artisanal crafts and a special focus on the region's geographical indication products. The Mahotsav will also serve as a catalyst for economic development, creating new opportunities for artisans, weavers and entrepreneurs from the northeastern region. The biggest attraction will be the Rural Haat Bazaar, showcasing produce and art from 320 farmers and artisans of the region. With Dipendra Kumar, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Earlier, speaking at a community event in Nagaland, Prime Minister Modi had highlighted that Asht Lakshmi Mahotsav will play a crucial role in bridging the gap between Delhi and the northeast.
इस अष्ट लक्ष्मी को भारत की ताकत मानते हैं नॉर्थ ईस्ट का कल्चर यहां का यंग टैलेंट और यहां के रिसोर्सेज नॉर्थ ईस्ट के ही काम आए इसके लिए हमने काम शुरू किया है इसलिए हमारा ये प्रयास है कि दिल की दूरियां भी मिटे और दिल्ली से दूरी भी कम हो हमने दिल्ली को भी कनेक्ट किया है और बेहतर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर से गांवों शहरों को भी आपस में कनेक्ट किया है
The Center and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, have signed a $50 million loan agreement for climate-adaptative water harvesting project in Meghalaya. The loan agreement for the climate-adaptative community-based water harvesting project was signed yesterday by the Joint Secretary in the Department of Economic Affairs, Juhi Mukherjee, and the Country Director of ADB's India Resident Mission, Mio Oka. The project will support the construction of 532 small water storage facilities across 12 districts. These facilities will incorporate climate-resilient designs to capture and manage heavy rainfall and flash floods during the monsoon season. The stored water shall improve water security during the dry season. Under the project, 3,000 hectares of command area will be developed to provide reliable irrigation areas for farmers. The Reserve Bank of India will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy decisions today. The Monetary Policy Committee, chaired by RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, began its three-day deliberations on Wednesday amid concerns over rising inflation. Experts believe the central bank is likely to maintain the status quo on the repo rate, but may consider adjusting the cash reserve ratio, or CRR. The RBI has kept the repo rate, or short-term lending rate, unchanged at 6.5% since February 2023. India and China have agreed on the need for effective border management and maintenance of peace and tranquility in accordance with relevant bilateral agreements, protocols and understandings reached between the two governments. The 32nd meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs was held in New Delhi yesterday. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary East Asia in Ministry of External Affairs, Gauranga Lal Das, and the Chinese delegation was led by Director General of the Boundary and Oceanic Affairs Department of the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Hong Liang. Both sides reviewed the situation in border areas and reflected on the lessons learned from the events of 2020 in order to prevent their recurrence. The two sides positively affirmed the implementation of the most recent disengagement agreement, which completed the resolution of the issues that emerged in 2020. They also prepared for the next meeting of the special representatives, which is to be held in accordance with the decision of the two leaders in their meeting in Kazan on the 23rd of October this year. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will launch the PME Vidya DTH channel number 31 for Indian Sign Language or ISL in New Delhi today. The event will also be attended by the Union Minister of State for Skill Development and Education, Jayant Chaudhary. The new DTH channel has been conceptualized to promote ISL as both a language and a school subject, making it accessible to a wider audience. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Mahaparinirvan Divas is being observed today, marking the 69th death anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, the chief architect of the Indian Constitution. On this solemn day, the nation pays homage to Baba Saheb Ambedkar by reflecting on his teachings and commitment to building a just and inclusive society. Several events are being organized all over the country to highlight the contribution of Dr. Ambedkar in nation building. President Draupadi Murmu will pay floral tributes to Baba Saheb Ambedkar at Bhubaneswar in Odisha this morning. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other members of Parliament will also offer floral tributes to Dr. Ambedkar at his statue at Prernasthal in the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Meanwhile, in Maharashtra, elaborate arrangements have been made to manage the large crowd expected at Baba Saheb Dr. B.R. Ambedkar's final resting place, Chaityabhumi, in Mumbai on Mahaparinirvan Divas. More from our correspondent.
The Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai has made extensive preparations to manage large gathering expected at the Chaityabhumi. The civic body has set up temporary pandals and shelters covering an area of 1 lakh square foot to accommodate the crowd. A control room, ambulances, portable toilets, drinking water stations and medical facilities for health checkups and treatment have also been set up. Transport services and essential facilities like drinking water and toilets have also been provided at the Kurla LTT terminus and Dr. Ambedkar College in Wadala. The Central Railways is running special unreserved trains to cater to the increased demand of passengers on the occasion of Mahaparinirvan Divas. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In Madhya Pradesh, tributes are being paid at his birthplace in Mau, one of the Ambedkar Panch Tirth. President Draupadi Murmu will pay a visit to her native place, Ubar Beda, in Mayurbhanj district this afternoon. More updates from our correspondent.
For Ubar Beda in Mayurbhanj district of Odisha, 6th December will be more than just a date, as today is going to be a moment of history. President Draupadi Murmu, a daughter of this soil, is set to step back into the village that saved her early years. The entire village of Ubar Beda is awash with activity as the community prepares to welcome its most celebrated daughter. It's a homecoming laden with emotion as she revisits the Ubar Beda Government Higher Primary School, her alma mater, where she spent her early years as a student, and meets the people who remember her as a humble humble girl with big aspirations. The school has been meticulously decorated to welcome her, with students and teachers eagerly awaiting the opportunity to interact with her. For the president, it is a deeply personal journey back to her roots, where she will revisit cherished memories and reconnect with the land that saved her. The president is also scheduled to go to her ancestral home to meet the relatives before proceeding to Rairangpur. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
President Draupadi Murmu reached Bhubaneswar on Tuesday on a 5-day visit to her home state, Odisha. The 12th Puducherry International Documentary and Short Film Festival is set to begin in the Union Territory today. The 3-day festival will showcase 35 short films and documentaries from across the world. More from our correspondent.
Renowned Indian documentary filmmaker Anand Patwardhan will inaugurate the festival at the Jawaharlal Nehru Auditorium in the Pondicherry University campus, Kalapet. Puducherry Minister of Public Works K. Lakshmi Narayanan, Pondicherry University Vice Chancellor in Charge Professor K. Tharanikaras, and NFDC General Manager D. Ramakrishnan will also participate in the inaugural function. The opening day will feature a special screening and discussion of Patwardhan's critically acclaimed film Vasudeva Kudumbakam. 10 other films are also lined up for today's screening. Tomorrow, filmmaker Shivakumar Mohanan will lead a masterclass on Checklist for Independent Cinema. The festival offers free entry to all screenings and discussions, inviting everyone to experience the power of storytelling and creativity. This is Bibin Asnath for Akashavani News, Puducherry.
In sports, India is set for an action-packed day across multiple disciplines, including cricket, chess, wrestling and weightlifting. We have a report.
In cricket, the second test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia kicks off this morning at Adelaide Oval. The contest will be a day-night encounter and will be played with the pink ball. Australia have included Scott Bolland in place of the injured Josh Hazlewood, while India are expected to bring back skipper Rohit Sharma and batter Shubman Gill. India are leading the 5-match series 1-0 after their dominant win in Perth. Meanwhile, India face Sri Lanka at Sharjah in the Men's Under-19 Asia Cup ODI semi-final, with the match starting at 10:30 a.m. IST. Pakistan will take on Bangladesh in the other semi-final at Dubai. In chess, Game 9 of the World Chess Championship in Singapore saw Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh and defending champion Ding Lejian draw yet again. Despite Gukesh's slight positional edge, the game ended in a truce after 54 moves. The players remained tied at 4.5 points each in the 14-game series. Today is a rest day, with Round 10 scheduled for tomorrow. In other sports news, the 2024 World Weightlifting Championships begin today in Manama, Bahrain. Three Indian women weightlifters will compete, while India have no representation in the men's categories. Meanwhile, the Senior National Wrestling Championships 2024 kicks off at the Koramangala Indoor Stadium in Bengaluru. Top Indian grapplers from 24 states and union territories will vie for the honors in the prestigious event. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Sports Desk.
Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandviya has announced the extension of the date of participation for the ongoing Viksit Bharat Quiz Challenge till the 10th of this month. Youths can visit My Bharat platform to participate in the quiz. The winning participants will present their vision and ideas for Viksit Bharat to Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi on 11th and 12th January next year. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. Fadnavis back at helm in glittering ceremony. New CM sets stage for assembly session hours after taking over. While Shinde and Ajit Pawar are deputy CMs in Maharashtra, is a top front page headline in Hindustan Times. In view of the improvement in air quality, Supreme Court relaxes grab four curbs in Delhi, stage two in force, construction allowed, ban on trucks entry lifted, writes the Asian Age. A report in the Economic Times states, urban middle-class households shrink, rich club sees big jump, with affluent segment surging 86% in 5 years. And finally, bringing sweeping reforms in India's higher education, draft UGC rules moot flexibility for students, with an option to pursue two programs simultaneously, writes the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Asht Lakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, showcasing cultural fabric of northeastern states. Centre and Asian Development Bank signed $50 million loan agreement for climate adaptive water harvesting project in Meghalaya. RBI to announce its bi-monthly monetary policy decisions today. Nation pays homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on Mahaparinirvan Divas today, marking his 69th death anniversary. In cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in semi-final of Men's Under-19 Asia Cup ODI at Sharjah this morning, and second test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and hosts Australia to begin at Adelaide Oval today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.